好，我们现在一起来读今天的经文。今天有三段经文哈，第一段是《使徒行传》行传一到三节，我们一起读。在安提阿的教会当中，有几位先知和教师，就是巴拉马和丘普尼杰的西面吉利奈人路求，与分封之王西利同养的马念并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拉马和扫罗去做我招呼他们所做的工。于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。下一段经文是《使徒行传》14章21到22节。对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒，就回路斯德、以格念、安提阿去，坚固门徒的心，劝他们昂首所信的道。又说我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。使徒行传14章26到27节。从那里坐船往安提阿去，当初他们被众人所托蒙神之恩，到现在所做之功，就是在这地方。到了那里，聚集了会众，就数说神借他们所行的一切事，并行怎样为外邦人开了信道。好，我们下边今天正道的是请这个 Bert 牧师啊，这个 Principles and Lessons from Acts。 So Pastor Bert, please。
Ni ha. Good morning. Greetings to you from in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名向大家问好。
I am more comfortable being closer to you.
我觉得跟大家离得近一点，他觉得更舒服一些。
It's been about 3 years since I've been here.
我上一次来是3年前。
But I have not forgotten you, and you have not forgotten me.
我还没有忘记大家，我相信大家也没有忘记我。
So it gives me great joy to come.
所以我每次来的时候，我都非常高兴。
We will be sharing a few things about the principles and lessons from the Book of Acts.
今天我为大家分享《使徒行传》里的一些原则和教训。
And these principles are for us too.
这些原则和教训呢，也是对我每个人都很适用。
These are the same principles for God's people.Everywhere.
同样的这些原则和教训呢，是对于上帝的子民到处所有各地的子民都是同样的。
And I hope that you will take some of these principles.
我希望大家能够从中学到一些原则。
I experienced them when I went to Asia.
我在去亚洲之行的时候，我经历了体验了这些原则和教训。
And we did our Asia trip. We started to plan about 1 year ago.
我们这次的亚洲之行，我们是在一年之前，前一年就开始计划了。
I wanted to go 2 years ago.
我其实2年之前就想要去了。
But it was COVID.
但是因为 COVID 没能去。
And my wife and I, 2 years ago, had been married 50 years.
那么我们在两年前，我和我太太正好是50年的结婚纪念。
This is the picture of us 50 years ago, just married 50 years ago.
这是我们两个在50年前刚结婚的时候的这个照片。
I took this shirt to India.
我带着这个 T 恤衫去了印度。
Because most people did not remember or were not there when I was married, but there were some people that said we came to your wedding.
因为他们是在印度结的婚，所以呢，很多在印度现代的人，当时现在在教会，当时都没在场，在他们结婚的时候，但是确实有一些当时参加婚礼的人也在场。
When we start to plan this trip,
当我们开始计划这个旅行的时候
，Some people said we were crazy.
有人说你们疯了吗
？That some people said there's still COVID.
都还 COVID 还都在呢。
My wife has heart condition.
而且他的太太有心脏心脏的状况。
She has an eye condition.
眼睛也不好，视力也不好。
Would we survive for 3 months?
人就问他们说，你们能坚持三个月吗
？To go to 5 countries.
三个月里要去看去五个不同的国家。
We prayed a lot.
我们做了很多的祷告。
We booked our tickets.
我们就订了机票。
Some of you got my newsletter.
有些人当时也接到了我的一些讯息，这方面的讯息。
And you said maybe we can support you.
那时候呢，这个教会的人就说，也许我们能帮你。
And then I filled out the form.
然后呢，就填了相关的表格。
And your church says you're accepted for our support.
然后呢，咱们教会就跟他说，我们教会接受那个就是。
7 churches supported us.
支持你的这次旅行。
But this was the first church.
一共有七个教会支持了我们的旅行。
With the biggest amount.
这个教会是第一个给我们提供支持的。
And when we received that letter,
而且是最高的金额。当我们收到这封信的时候，
We said God wants us to go.
我说上帝，这是上帝的旨意，让我们要去。
God will protect us.
上帝会保守我们。
God will use us.
上帝会用我们。
This is not a holiday.
这不是我们的假日。
I am 78 this year.
我今年已经78岁了。
My wife is 74.
我太太74岁。
She is weaker than I am.
她比我要弱一些。
In fact, about 6 weeks ago, she found out from the doctor she had cancer.
其实6个星期以前，医生诊断了她有这个第一阶段的这个癌症。
First stage.
还是第一阶段。
So pray for that she could get the operation and get into the hospital soon.
愿大家为她祷告，希望她能尽快的接受这个手术，能够尽快的出院。
But my wife and I are still reaching international students.
但是直到现在，我和我的太太一直还在为这个国际学生服务。
Even last night, we had a former student from India with his turban, his Sikh. He just got married a week ago, and we were privileged to be at his wedding.
就在那个 was it last night or 1 week ago?
They were at our home last night.
Last night, okay. 昨天晚上还有一个我们之前的一个印度的国际学生来看我们，他就是一周前刚结婚的，还带着那个印度的那个。
We attended their wedding in Surrey in the Sikh temple.
当时我们是在这个苏瑞里面，在他们印度的这个印度的那个神殿里面参加他的婚礼。他们的母亲从印度来参加他们的婚礼。
They're only here for a short time.
他们只在加拿大待很短的时间。
But they heard so much about us.
但是他们却听到了很多关于我们两个的事情。
So last night, my wife cooked them a dinner, an Indian dinner.
所以昨天晚上我太太为他们两个做了一顿印度餐。
When we have Chinese people over, she will ask what part of China, and she'll cook a Chinese dinner from North China or from whatever part of China you're from.
当有中国人来我们家拜访的时候，我太太会问你是从哪来的，是中国的北方还是南方，然后她会根据你的这个方位来做不同的这个饮食。
I'm a very lucky man.
我是个非常有幸的有福的男人。
So pray that she will stay around with me for another 20 years, maybe.
所以我祷告我太太能够继续和我生活再过20年。
So we are so blessed to represent you. So when we share these principles and this trip to India, the blessings we received, they are your blessings too.
所以我真的很兴奋能够跟你们一起分享我们这次的亚洲之行，分享这个使徒行传的原则，因为我们所受到的这些赐福也是你们所受到的赐福。
This is a special Sunday.
这是一个特别的星期日，主日。
What is this Sunday?
这个星期日是什么日子呢
？Did you look in your calendars？
你们有没有看一看这个日历
？Tell me。
告诉我们是什么日子
？Yeah, I know that。
我知道是五月二十八，但是这是一个特殊的礼拜天，是。
It's a special Sunday。
是个特殊的礼拜日。
We have Easter, we have Christmas. This is a special Sunday.
有复活节，有这个圣诞节，这个是个什么样的星期日呢
？Yeah, somebody, you should get a prize.
Yeah, 你应该收到奖励，对。
Pentecost Sunday.
是五旬节的星期日。
This was the birth of the church.
这个是我们教会的这个诞生日。
When the Holy Spirit came.
当圣灵降巡的时候。
And the reason we can read those verses from Acts 13 and 14 is because of the Holy Spirit.
我们刚才之所以能够读到这个使徒行传的13章14章就是因为有圣灵的降临。
And the reason we're here today, by God's grace, is because of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit.
那我们今天能够来到这个教会也是因为当时的五旬节有圣灵的降临。
And what we read this morning in church, it was the story of how God used the early church to share the gospel.
那我们今天早上读的那个经文也是说上帝怎么样利用了早期的这个教会传扬他的福音。
But it does not finish with Acts, the book of Acts.
但是这一切并没有在使徒行传就结束了。
Can you look this morning on your phone or your Bible for Acts 29?
如果你们现在能够查圣经的话，能够查一下《使徒行传》第29章。
Acts 29, everybody looking, verse 1.
看看
Acts
29章第一节，《使徒行传》29章第一节。
Who has it?
有谁找到了？
啊？
找到了，读。
No Acts 29.
哦，没有，没有 Acts 29，没有《使徒行传》第二十九章。
We are Acts 29。
我们就是《使徒行传》第二十九章。
You don't have to look at the Bible, you have to look around.
你不用看到圣经里找，就看你身边的人，就是《使徒行传》二十九章。
So, we are brothers and sisters. I want you to experience these principles that we had because you supported us.
哦，我想让兄弟姐妹们能够。经历我们所经历体验我们所经历的一切因为是你们支持了我们的这个旅行
Pray for the translator because we will go through many slides
谢谢这个翻译因为有今天有很多的幻灯回放
If we want to see God's work done in our lives we must experience these principles
如果我们想要体验上帝的这个爱的话我们必须要明白这些原则
You can always tell my wife she has white hair.
你总是能知道哪一个是我的太太，因为她是白头发。
And that's a blessing because she cannot stand very long at the airports. We went to 15 airports.
这是一个赐福，因为她不用站很久。
And what do you do at the airport? You have to stand in line, wait.
因为在机场的时候，她不会让等很长时间，因为我们在旅行的时候一共经过了。
Because of her white hair, she could go to the front.
因为她的白头发，所以总是被先行。
They did not believe my age. I have to show them my passport.
但是通常人家不相信她的年龄，她经常要把她的护照拿出来看。
So what is the first principle?
那么第一个原则是什么呢？
We claim the promise of God for protection, prayer, preparation, and faith.
就是我们要抓住上帝的应许，要尽心的祷告，同时呢，要预备，也要有坚强的信心。
If you're going to go 3 months to 5 countries in Asia, you have to do a lot of planning, but a lot of prayer.
那么，如果你要在3个月之内要去5个不同的国家的话，这需要有很多的预备和祷告。
And we thought we would have to pay for some of this trip.
当时一开始的时候我们以为我们要为整个的这个行程花费
But the day that we left
但是当我们离开的那一日
All the money for our trip was covered
所有我们的费用都已经被担保了
And enough money to cover a pastor's conference from the country of Laos
同时呢还有多余的钱能够支持我们在老挝的一个牧师大会
But one country I found out after I booked my tickets we could not go because of COVID Japan would not let us go because no visitors could go to Japan
但是呢有一个国家由于 COVID 的原因呢我们不能去就是日本是不允许任何这个外来的这个
But our tickets were booked
但是我们的票已经买了
Our last country was Japan
我们最后要去的国家是日本
And we pray.
We 就祷告
And on the way, and In October, Japan changed the rules.
然后到了十月份的时候，日本就改变了他们的政策。
Otherwise, we have to skip Japan.
不然的话，我们就去不了日本。
And we have one girl here today representing Japan.
今天我们有一位来自日本的这个会友。
Her first Sunday in church in Canada or Japan.
这是她第一次来教会，不管是在日本和加拿大，这是她第一次来教会。
She speaks Mandarin too, so she.
她也说国语。
Welcome her after.
希望大家能够欢迎她。
So first country is Korea.
那么第一个国家我们去的是韩国。
And this second principle is this picture of Leo.
那么第二个这个原则呢，就是跟这个 Leo 有关。
He came to Canada. He was not a Christian.
他刚来加拿大的时候，他还不是一个基督徒。
He came to Kamloops.
他来到 Kamloops.
He came to learn English.
来学英文。
He came to our club.
他来到我们的俱乐部。
All the faces were Chinese.
所有的这个脸呢都是中国人。
He said nothing for me here.
所以他说哦，这不是我要来的地方。
But on his way out,
但是在他离开的时候呢
，He found a table and he found some books and one book was Korean book.
他看到外面有一个桌子，里面有一个本书呢是韩语的。
He said, "Oh, they have something for me."
他说哦，这还他真的有为我准备的东西。
He took that book.
他把那本书拿走了。
He became a Christian.
因为那本书，他变成了基督徒。
Today, he is a leader in Christian education in Korea.
那么今天他已经是韩国的这个基督教育的一个领袖。
This is his church.
这是他的教会。
His church runs an international school.
他的教会呢，也这个创办了国际学校。
And that school.I guess that school is called that's the school's name. He's the principal of the school, and his dream is that Korea would recognize and certify these schools so that the students don't have to take extra courses to get into university.
那个是他学校的名字。那么他是这个学校的校长。那么他的愿望呢，就是希望韩国政府呢能够认可这些学校，这样呢，他这学校里的学生就不需要学额外的一些学科。
Many Koreans in his English class in Seoul were coming to Canada, and he said, "Please, if you come to Canada, make sure you let Bert. I have a friend in Vancouver. He will pick you up at the airport. He will introduce you to good people."
他在首尔的一些学生呢来加拿大，每个这些来加拿大的学生呢，他都会跟他们说，在加拿大这边呢，你要去找一个叫 Bird 的好人，他会帮你呢找到合适的人帮助你，
so、
而且能在机场接你。
We met many other students in Korea that had been in Canada, and some of them had been baptized here and are now serving God in Korea.
我们在韩国呢遇到了很多之前在加拿大念书，后来呢变成基督徒的，有一些甚至是在加拿大这个受洗的。
Like this girl that we met about 10 years ago in Canada, and today she's married and has two children. She wants to have six children.
好，比如这个女的，她是十年前她还是加拿大的学生，现在她已经结婚了，有一个小孩，她的愿望是有六个孩子。
We only have two or three days.So the best way to meet everyone is to get them all together in one restaurant.
我们只有两三天的时间在韩国，所以呢，就是愿望就是说能够在一次呢能见到所有的人。
So we covered one country. We got four more to go.
那么现在呢，我们已经结束了一个国家的访问，还有四个国家。
And we're on our way to Thailand.
现在我们在泰国。
And we're in North Thailand.
在泰国的南部。
This beautiful picture is the older brother on the right, with that little his granddaughter is Seon Chan.
这张照片里头的这个右边的这个老人呢，这 Seon Chan 呢，他和他的名字叫 Seon Chan.
And he came to Canada as a refugee.
他当时呢，来到加拿大的时候呢，是个那个难民，是以难民身份来的。
But he had a passion to go back to his own people.
但是当时呢，他就有这个愿望和这个负担要为他的子民服务。
And that's the country of Laos.
那就是老挝的人民。
And he's been preaching on the radio three times a day for 35 years.
那么在过去的35年里头呢，他每日三次通过广播传扬福音。
And now through before in his tribe there were only a few hundred Christians, now there's 100,000 Christians.
那么以前呢，在他的这个部落里呢，只有一百多个基督徒，现在呢，已经有十万多个基督徒了。
I have known him for over 30 years.
我认识他已经有三十多年了。
He is the Billy Graham of his own people.
他是老挝的 Billy Graham.
So we had the border seminar.
我们呢在那里呢有一个这个边境的这个研讨会。
Laos, Thailand, Myanmar.
就是老挝缅甸和泰国的边境。
Because of your support,
因为你们的支持
these people traveled for 2 days in Laos to come to this seminar. Pastors,
很多这些来参会的这些牧师呢，都是要旅行两天来到老挝参加这个大会。
The roads are terrible. You should see the motorcycles with all the dirt.In them, because they came, they wanted to come and learn about Jesus.
而他们来的旅行都是非常颠簸的，你们看到在当地的这个路况很不好，都非常的。
They said 60 were coming.
他们当时是说可能会来60多个人。
For 2.5 days.
来参加两天半的这个大会。
110 came.
结果呢，来了110个人。
They wanted to meet us.
因为他们就是想来看我们，见我们，他们想来学习上帝的话语。
In 2.5 days, 20 hours.
那么两天半的时间，有20多个小时的这个大会。
I cannot do it.
我自己一个人是做不了。
20 hours.
我自己一个人做不了这一次。
So this Chinese man on the left.
这个在左边的这个中国人和他的太太。
He came from a Chinese church to help me do the Bible teaching.
他是从一个这个华人教会来的，他帮我做了这个圣经研讨会。
It was his first time.
这是他的第一次这个经历。
He was so touched by the love of these people.
他被所有来参会的人的这个爱所感动。
Because the man in the center between us four.Had been in prison for 15 years.
这个在中间的这个人，他已经是入狱15年。
He had won over 500 or 600 people to Jesus when he became a Christian, and the government tried to stop him.
因为当时他入狱的原因，就是因为他传扬福音，给有50多个人，因为他信了主，就因为这个，就是政府把他给关在监狱里。
But in prison, his faith grew strong.
但是在监狱里面呢，他的信心增强了。
This other man also just got out of prison. He's a pastor of a church of 300 people.
另一个男的他也是刚从监狱出来，他也是他的教会呢有300多人，他们都很穷，贫穷。
But they have a deep love for God.
但他们却很爱主。
And the more the government tries to stop them, the more they share the gospel with other people and win people to Jesus.
政府越逼迫他们，他们越积极的向人传播福音。
I tried to encourage them, but they encouraged me more than I encouraged them.
我试图要鼓励他们，但是实际上他们对我的鼓励更大。
My wife and that other pastor's wife also shared God's word with the ladies.
另外呢，我的太太和另外一个牧师的太太呢，也和一些妇女分享了相关的上帝的话语。
Of course, we have some beautiful places, but God protected us when this truck.Crashed into my van, our van, and my head was 6 inches from that window.
你知道，上帝确实保守了我们。当一辆大卡车撞到我们的这个车的时候，那个车离我的头就只有6英寸远。
It could have been so much worse.
那可能会是非常危险的。
I lost 3 drops of blood.
但是我实际上只滴了3滴血。
But God's protection was there. That's one of God's principles.
因为上帝保守了我。
And then we went to Bangkok.
然后我们去了曼谷。
I get another young couple from Thailand, Bangkok. He came to Christ in Kamloops through our ministry.
这个曼谷的这两个年轻的夫妇也是在 Kamloops 然后参加我们的这个会议，然后变成了基督徒。
We went to their wedding about 13 years ago in Thailand.
我们是在这个13年前在泰国参加了他们的婚礼。
And he is serving God among the farmers. He owns a farm and he's sharing the gospel of Jesus.
那么他是在给当地的这些农场主和农民宣扬上帝的这个信息，因为他有一个农场。
She teaches in an international school in Bangkok.
他也是在曼谷呢，在一个国际学校里教书。
And the little boy loves to collect the eggs and the chickens.
那太太，那么这个小孩最喜欢的工作就是去收鸡蛋，在这个。
We had so many experiences in Thailand. Now we're finished Thailand. That was about 2 weeks in Thailand, and now we're on our way to India.
哦，我们在泰国待了两个星期以后，就去了印度。
So just remember that principle of Thailand. Persecution is God's way of spreading the gospel.
啊，那记住在泰国的这个信息呢，我们学到的就是说，逼迫呢，实际上是上帝的一种方式，能够传扬他的信息。
If my wife was here this morning,
如果我太太在场的话，
she would say,
她会说，
Whether I die or I live, because of the cancer, I want to glorify Jesus Christ.
不管我生还是死，因为上帝，我要由于因为耶稣，我要荣耀上帝。
Another one of my friends from 35 years ago, and came to Canada to study here, has gone back to reach his own people.
我有另外一个朋友，也是35年前来到加拿大的学习，然后呢，他也回到自己的本国服务他的子民人民。
He organized our program in Northeast India.
他是在这个东北部的这个印度服务创建教会。
They started the ministry to train people to evangelize their area.
他的服务呢，就是说他训练人在他们自己的这个地域里面呢，去传扬上帝的话语。
God has used him in a great way to help train hundreds and thousands of people to share the gospel.
上帝用他们呢培训出来了成千上万的人在去派他们到不同的地方。
Everywhere he took us.Everybody knows him. I thought he was the Prime Minister of India.
我不管到哪儿，谁都认识他。我还以为他是印度的这个总理呢，主席呢。
So he took us to churches where I shared the gospel.
这次带我们去了一个教会，我在那里呢分享了上帝的
话语。That's not the Rocky Mountains. That's the Himalayas.
这个是喜马拉雅。
And we had pastor seminars, no, Christian seminars for marriage and raising children. They thought since we were married 52 years, maybe we have something we can share with them.
这里面是我们举办了一个研讨会，是专门关于婚姻和育子的问题，因为他们想说那你们都已经结婚52年了，一定有很多经验可以跟我们分享。
We taught in this Bible school from Nepal that all of them are going back to their churches to share, to help lead the church in Nepal.
这边呢是在尼泊尔的一个地方来就是很多人来这里参加学习。
And my friend for Operation Mobilization, the founder, George Verber, just passed away a month ago.
他的一个朋友叫 George Verber, 是一个月之前呢刚去世。
He was 85 years old.
他是85岁去享年
85。He influenced my life so much.
他对我的生活呢有很大的影响。
Probably the greatest influence besides Jesus.
可能是除了耶稣以外对我影响最大的一个人。
He supplied me with 90 boxes of books.
他给了我90箱不同书籍。
These people are so hungry for books.
这些人对这个文献书籍文献都非常的渴慕。
So these books were waiting for me when I arrived.
当我到达那地方的时候，这90多箱的书已经到了。
So Joshua was so excited with this seminar on marriage that my wife and I did. He said, "Oh, I want to organize another one. You need to repeat the seminar."
这个 Joshua 对我们所举办的这个关于婚姻和育子的这个研讨会特别的感兴趣。他说：“这太好了，你要还要再举办一次。
”He announced it 5 days in advance.
他五天之前就是宣布了这个研讨会。
70 people came.
有70多个人来参加。
And we shared all the mistakes we made in our marriage.
然后我们跟大家分享了我们婚姻里头所犯的所有的错误。
But divorce is a big thing in marriages in India.
那么离婚呢在印度的婚姻里面是一个很大的问题。
And we wanted to give them some ideas of how their marriage could be strengthened. So we did this marriage together. seminar, my wife and I together.
所以呢，我们的想法就是说要帮助他们看怎么样能够加强这个婚姻关系。这是我跟我太太一起分享。
And my wife is very crafty. She's into crafts.
我太太非常喜欢手工艺。
And baking.
和这个烘烤。
So she was teaching the ladies one morning of how to make.Some embroidery, Japanese embroidery, by the way.
所以他有一天教这些会众怎么做一些这个绣花啊，还有这个烹烤的这个。
So our trip in India was 7 weeks. We went to Delhi, and that's where my wife got sick because there was so much pollution.
我们在印度的旅行一共七周，然后呢，我们就去了德黑里。
But I had to go to Delhi because this is my friend that I worked with 55 years ago.
这个人呢，因为我们55年前曾经一起共事过。
And every week, 3 days a week, he goes into the biggest prison in Delhi to share the gospel with prisoners.
那么他呢，现在在德黑里呢，这个每周三次呢，会去德黑里那边最大的一个监狱里面去传扬福音。
And so we had some meetings. We even went to a hospital to pray for somebody.
在那里我们也去了一个医院，在那里为病人祷告。
Now we're going to South India.
现在我们去了南部的印度。
And we stay with this couple.
我们和这个夫妇在一起。
Their daughter is in Vancouver. She went to Regent College.
他们的女儿是在温哥华这边。
And so the daughter said, "Bert, my parents are here. They were there a year ago."
Okay. 那么
came here.
因为这两家长呢，一年前来过加拿大。
She said, "I want to bring my parents to your home for dinner."
她说我想要这个带我的这个父母呢来参加，去你们家来。
So、you see the Just Married T-shirt there. Just
你看我穿的那个就是刚才给大家看的那个 T-shirt.
So they came to my home.
然后他们就来了我们家。
And the lady Ronnie, she said, "I pray for someone in Canada."
她说我为加拿大的某个人祷告。
He came to India in 1986.
他是1986年的时候。来了印度。
He lives somewhere in Canada.
他说他就住在加拿大的某个地方。
I don't know where.
但我不知道他在哪儿。
But his name is Bert Campos.
但是我知道他名字叫 Bert Campos.
I said, "You're in his home."
我说你就在他家里头了。
She had been praying for me every week.
他其实每一周都在为我祷告。
And we had just met in India maybe for just one time for an hour or something, but she remembered me, I did not remember her.
因为我们就是五十多年前在印度碰过一次面，她记得我，我不记得她了。
These ladies, she teaches them sewing so that they can have some work and work skills so they get good, better jobs.
在这边呢，他们教印度当地的人一些缝纫的技术，这样他们能找到更好的工作。
Again, you see that we're eating on the floor.
你看，我们就是坐在地上，就餐。
And we're selling books, and we're teaching. We had so many. We had over 40 meetings in our trip. 40 meetings.
我们也卖一些书籍，一共我们举行了14次会议。
But the greatest blessing is to meet a person like him and his family who work with the very poor people, the tribal people.
但是呢，我们碰到这个人，他是跟很为穷人服务的，为那些土著的那个部落的人服务。
I only know them because their daughter had been a student at SFU.
我之所以认识他们，是因为他们的女儿在 SFU 上学。
She's the first girl from her tribe to have higher education.
她是他们部落里第一个接受高等教育的。
Now she works in Ottawa with the Prime Minister in the Privy Council. She has that kind of position.
那她是现在在渥太华为政府工作。
And we spoke in his little church.
这是他的这个很小的一个
教会。It's in the village.
就在一个村落里头。
It's the middle of the week.
是在周中的一天。
10:00 in the morning.
早上十点钟。
He said maybe nobody will come. They're working.
他说可能没人来吧，因为大家都在工作呢。
But the church is full.
但是那一天教会坐满了人。
All come to meet my wife and I.
都为了来见我和我太太。
Very the rice fields are behind the church.
我们这个教会的后头呢，就是那个水稻田。
I says, "Where's the toilet?"
我说那厕所在哪儿啊？
They said we have no toilet.
他说我没有厕所。
I said what?
什么？
This, I said why?
那怎么办？
We're too poor.
他说为什么？他说因为我们太穷了。
Poor farmers.
因为我们都是很穷的农民。
They said 200 people are coming at Christmas time for outreach.
他说圣诞节的时候其实有200多人来这里传教。
I asked them. I said, "I will send you a few hundred dollars."
因为他说我会给你们几百美金。
Now they have two toilets.
现在他们建了两个厕所。
One for male, one for female.
一个是给男士，一个给女士。
And I will tell you the story.
我会告诉你更多的故事。
But sometimes we just have to rest while the vehicle got a flat tire.
好像有时候我们需要休息，因为我们的那个车轮胎扎了。
And in India, you have to wait once 2.5 hours at the train station.
有的时候在印度的火车站，你要等两个多小时。
And I was able to share the gospel because people have nothing to do.
因为在那里没什么事可做，我就跟大家分享上帝的话语。
Another brother that I worked with 55 years ago.
这是另一个弟兄，我们也是55年前一起就
职。He's been a pastor starting churches.
他也是这个牧师，创建了很多教会。
They were going to put us in a nice in their home.
他们本来呢是要在他们家招待他。
But another pastor said, no, they should have some rest and some private time. We give them 5-star hotel.
但另一个牧师说，别，就让他们需要很好的休息，就给他们订了五星级酒店。
And I got sick there, so I could not even swim.
但是我当时病了，我都没能游泳。
My wife got the first class tour of the city.
但是我太太去参观了当地的一些风景。
Again, reconnecting with people that I worked with 55 years ago that were leaders of a mission.
就是说55年前那些跟我就是的人，现在都已经是教会里的领袖。
This is the place we were married.
这是我们之前结婚的地方。
And 2,000 people there.
有2000多人。
And everybody wants to talk to you.
每一个人都想跟你说话。
Everybody wants to take their picture.
每个人都要给你照张相。
Everybody wants you to sign their book.
每个人都想让你签个名。
It's so much. It's so overwhelming.
当时非常的这个混乱。
So there, and you cannot speak a half an hour there. You must speak at least more than an hour.
所以你只讲半个小时是不可以的，大家都期待你必须要讲超过一个小时。
And in those meetings,
在那些会议当中
，A lady gives me a little bag.
一个女的她给了我一个包。
This is for you.
她说这是给你的。
Look inside.
我看了一下里面的东西。
There was a newspaper package.
有一个报纸包的东西。
Oh, maybe some cookies.
也许是饼干吧。
Maybe some Indian cake.
也许是蛋糕。
Put it underneath the table.
那我就把它放在桌底下。
It was outdoors, hundreds of people.
然后门外头有几百个人。
I left it there, all day.
我就把那个东西留在那桌底下一整天。
I was busy, I spoke in the evening.
我特别忙，我跟大家谈话。
I came back, the bag was still there.
我回来的时候看到那包还在那儿。
Took it to my wife.
我给了我太太。
Here's some cookies.
她说我说这有些饼干给你。
And she said, sit down.
你坐下。
Not cookies.
这不是饼干。
Cash.
是钱，现金。
360,000 rupees. $6,000.
相当于6000加币的这个现金。
And it was left for hours in the open.
那其实就一直搁在那儿好几个小时。
And this is God's provision.
这就是上帝给你的赐福。
For the people that had, the church that had no toilets.
这是从一个教没有厕所的教会所给的奉献。
We received in India $10,000.
我们从印度一共拿到了10,000加币的奉献。
And we shared that with 7 ministries helping the poor.
然后我们花其中的7,000，我们花在了当地帮助当地的穷人。
Everywhere we went, the welcome just was so overwhelming.
我们不论去哪儿，对我们的欢迎都非常的热烈。
Pastors Conference.This one of our students from Vancouver started a sewing factory for making T-shirts for women that have no jobs.
不管是这个牧师大会，还是说他们开办的一些缝纫的这个学校，教人学习缝纫。
So there's just so many other experiences we had in different parts of India.
在印度呢，我们经历了很多其他的经历。
We even went to a wedding.
我们还参加了一个婚礼。
And the speaker showed up late. Because everything is late, so they even asked me to speak unexpectedly at the last minute.
因为这个计划的那讲员晚到了，所以呢，最后邀请他来讲演。
I used to be a school bus driver in Kamloops, so I got the chance to drive this bus.
因为他之前在 Kamloops 学校里头当过这个校园汽车司机，所以他开试着开当地的。
One of our students that lives in Vancouver lives in my building. She had come from India 3 years ago, and she had gone away from God.But there, she went back for the first time since COVID, and there she got baptized by her brother on that Sunday.
这是一个以前我们的学生，曾经来过加拿大，但是呢，这一次呢是在这个印度由他的这个兄弟呢受洗。
It was more relaxing in Singapore. We only had 2 meetings.
在新加坡呢，我们就相对的轻松了一些，我们只有两个会议。
This guy on the right, on the bottom there, was the leader of our focus club at Douglas College.
这个是在道格拉斯college 里面的这个焦点俱乐部里的这个主要的讲员。
I spoke at a Filipino church there.
我在那里呢，在一个这个菲律宾的这个教会里面有讲到。
And there we are in Japan, Nagoya.
然后我们就到了这个日本的名古屋。
Amy with her 2 children there came to University of British Columbia.
Amy 和她的两孩子之前，她是来过这个 UBC 这边上学。
She's from Tianjin, China.
她是那个天津来的。
She was totally Amy Lou. She was away from. She did not believe in God at all.
当时呢，她一点都不相信上帝的。
But in BC, through our outreach, she became a Christian, and her boyfriend, or she met her boyfriend in Vancouver at UBC. He became a Christian. He was baptized here. She was baptized here. Now.They're back in Japan, and they have started a church. In fact, this is an outreach with all Chinese mothers with their children, and I'm Santa Claus.
所以呢，他当时呢在这边的时候呢，因为 Bert 他们的这个传道呢信了主，然后呢他也找到了他的先生也是基督徒。那么现在呢，他们在日本呢开办了他们自己的教会。那么在这个他们举办的这个活动里面呢 ，Bert 就是那个圣诞老人。
Her passion is to reach the Chinese and Japanese in her neighborhood, and they have started, they have helped to start a church in Nagoya.
那他的负担呢，就是说他要去给在日本的华人，他附近的华人传教。
On Christmas Day, I spoke in their church, and I dedicated their latest child to the Lord.
那么他也在他们的教会里头呢，有讲道，而且呢做了那个婴儿的这个献礼。
And finally, we arrived in Tokyo, last city.
最后呢，我们到了东京，最后的一个城市。
And we were met by the parents and family of a Japanese student that's here in Vancouver.
我们在那儿呢碰到了一个就是在温哥华上学的学生的家长在日本。
He booked us in a hotel.
他给我们订了酒店。
He said he phoned me. He said he texted me. He said you must book now in July for December because all the hotels are full.
他跟我说：“你必须现在就得订啊，不然的话，从七月到十二月份就所有的酒店都订满了。”
In fact, there's one room left in this hotel.
他说：“其实就最后就最后一间房子。”
I said, "Book it."
那我说：“那你订吧。”
He did. I said, "He said I just did for 4 days."
他说：“我4天前就订好了。”
I said, "Tell me the cost. I will pay."
我说：“多少钱啊？我来付。”
He said, "It's a secret."
他说：“这是个秘密。”
My daughter. He says, "I'm sending the bill to my daughter in Vancouver."
他说我会把这个账单寄给我在温哥华的女儿。
Then we met other students that we met in Canada who are serving Christ in Japan. It was just so overwhelming. Here are some of the lessons we have learned.
这些是我们所学到的一些这个教训。
We see the book of Acts, where Acts 8, where Philip encounters one man. One man goes back to Ethiopia to start the church and spread the gospel.
你看，我们知道，在这个《使徒行传》八章里面，这个菲利普呢，由于他一个人能够把这个福音传扬给这个埃塞俄比亚的人。
We experienced the power of prayer.
我们也经历了这个祷告的力量。
We were able to unexpectedly help with $10,000 of gifts that we did not expect.
而且我们还收到了上帝的赐福，收到了近一万加币的这个奉献。
Brothers and sisters,
我们根本就没有期待这些。
The time is short.
兄弟姐妹们，时间很短暂。
Many people realize this might be our last trip.
很多人都意识到这可能是我们最后一次的亚洲行。
How long do we have?
我们还有多少时间呢？
Some people, but the gospel, the world is right here around you.
这个世界就在我们身边。
One person you affect here can affect other, their whole communities or whole countries with the gospel.
我们应该能够意识到，我们就算是影响了某一个人的生活，这一个影响也会影响到整个福音的这个社区。
You say I only speak Chinese.
你说我只说中文吗？
I only speak English.
我只说英语。
I can say 你好啊。
我会说你好。各种语言的你好。哦，但是我有一个福音的书。
I got something in your language.
哦，我总会说哦，我有你的语言的这个文献。
I can plant a seed.
我可以种一个种子。
Anybody can do that.
每个人都可以这样做。
And your church was involved in providing food for international students.
那么你们的教会，比如说，就是给这些国际学生提供了一定的餐饮的服务啊。
The new leader of our work in UBC.
我们 UBC 的这个新的领袖。
She might be coming in a few minutes.
她可能待一会儿也会来到这里。
Her name is Azumi.
她名字叫 Azumi.
She says she needs still churches that will help with food.
他说他需要不同的教会来支持学生的餐饮方面的。
I still want to be active as long as I live.
我只要还活着，我都希望我能够积极的参与他的福音。
I try to share the gospel every day.
我每天都试图传扬福音。
And all the places I went to, they all want me to come back.
所有我去的这些地方，他们都希望我能够再回来。
But we can't do, we'll not do it for 3 months, maybe for 1 month.I don't think my wife can do it.
我下一次可能做不了三个月的旅行了，可能一个月还行。
I give all the glory to God.
我把所有的荣耀都归给上帝。
But it was many people like you that helped us to accomplish this trip.
但是我们之所以能这么做，是因为在座的众位所帮助。
Let's be faithful to God.
让我们大家都能够有对上帝有充满信心。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Thank you so much for this morning.
感谢主有这个早晨。
I could tell so many stories for the next hour.
我需要很几个小时的时间讲不完我的故事。
We could stay here a long time.
我们可能在这儿待很长时间。
But we can only share a few of the highlights.
但是我只能分享其中的某些经典。
Like in the book of Acts.
就像使徒行传里面说的。
When the Holy Spirit came upon these people.
当圣灵充满大家的时候。
Nothing could stop them.
没有任何事情能够阻挡他们。
Hardship, opposition, persecution, suffering.
所有的这些艰难、破坏、痛苦。
Even today, churches are persecuted in India and Laos.
直到今天，教会在印度和老挝的教会也都受到极大的破坏。
Families that come, individual students that come to Jesus in Japan could face a lot of opposition.
在日本，一些新的信徒也会受到很大的阻力。
We don't have much suffering here.
但是我们在加拿大没有这样的遭遇。
But people still need Jesus.
但是人们还是需要主耶稣。
Some people have never heard about Jesus.
很多人从来没有听说过耶稣。
And we have Jesus.
而我们有主耶稣。
And as the first song we sang, we said we want to share this.Love everywhere.
就像我们之前所唱的那样，我们要分享上帝的这个爱。
We pray that every one of us would use these principles in our lives to share the gospel with those that are outside the church.
我们祷告，我们大家能够运用这些原则来传扬上帝的信息。
We give you the glory.
我们把一切荣耀都交给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. I lost half of my time because of translation. Forgive me. I have to come back again. Bless you. Thank you. I met with your pastor, and he said I needed to encourage you to share the gospel more.
哦，那因为有翻译的原因呢，所以他只能分享他一半的这个内容，他下次还会希望能够再来。那么，愿上帝能祝福大家。
This bag comes from India.